And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. And the Run Duo is the Run Single today. Miss India had some other important business to take care of. But I am not alone. I have brought on someone that I've known for a while. It's kind of crazy that we met through, like, business means and figured out we knew each other in the running community as well, or we had connections in the running community. I have Mr. Michael Ibidapo. How you doing today, Michael?
Hey, Thomas, it's really great to be here. I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I am doing great. Now, if y'all don't know Michael, I don't see how you don't. He's definitely, if you're in the Atlanta running community, you probably already have seen him out putting in them miles, not only on the pavement on foot, he's also someone that gets on the bike as well, which I give him much props for that, because the way these fools drive in Atlanta, I don't know if I can ride a bike without being really, really worried. Michael, you are a member of the South Fulton Running Partners. Is that correct?
That is very correct. Yes. Indeed, I've been a partner now for about, I want to say since 2008 or 2009.
Oh, that's a good long time. Yes. And South Fulton Running Partners, they're the oldest, I think, African-American running group, at least I know, in the Atlanta area, if not, you know, the South.
Indeed, you're absolutely correct. I think we've been around now for, I want to say, don't quote me on this, about 45 years now, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good long time. Good long time. Now, I will say this about South Fulton Running Partners. When I first got into the running community here in Atlanta, you know, I ran track in high school. I did some distance running in college, not, you know, on the team or anything, but just on my own. So I thought I was decently fast, but I went and entered some races, man, and I saw all these brothers with these South Fulton Running Partner singlets on, putting it down. Brothers that were about at least 5 or 6 years older than I was at the time, making me look crazy. I was like, okay, who are these guys doing this? And, you know, and I started to learn about them and how you guys have your named runs and all that good stuff. So it was great to hear that there was an African-American group out there doing that for such a long time. Now, Mike, let's start with, how did you get into running? Were you a high school athlete? Is this something you just picked up in later stages of life? What happened?
So, really good question, and one that is going to take some setup, if that's okay.
Yeah, take your time.
I was an athlete in high school. I played football and soccer, but I was not a good runner. I was never into really running. Anytime we had to exercise and do some running, I always hated it. But I can remember growing up in Nigeria, and my uncle on my mother's side was actually a runner. He lived in a different state than I did. And I remember asking him to send me money so I could buy running shoes. I was about 10 years old. He never sent the money, but when I came to the United States, as an athlete, I just wanted, when I came out of high school and into college, and as my family started growing, I started looking for something else to do in the meantime, right? And I have to tell you, Thomas, that running downhill for a mile was hard for me. Mm. I can remember Thanksgiving Day trying to run around my neighborhood before dinner time, and it was always very difficult. And then one day I was leaving my driveway, and I saw this group of Black people just running. And one of them happened to stop by my mailbox to stretch his legs. So I quickly took that opportunity to ask him, you know, who he was, who they were, and how often they ran. And so he gave me his name, gave me the name of the running club, and he gave me the information to add my name to the distribution list. And I have to say that the rest is, you know, history, as they say. And that was 2008, I believe. Yeah.
And you've been running with them ever since?
I've been running with them ever since. Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, one of the things you said earlier in terms of, you know, when you mentioned how these guys are always, you know, ahead, or they're always leading or winning or just taking first, second, third places at different races. And these guys are a little older than you and I. That was one of the motivations, really, in running with these guys, right? You know, because I ask a lot of questions. You know, I ask, you know, about health. How do they stay in shape? How do they stay active? What kind of diet do they have, right? Because, you know, everybody's different. It's more than just what you do externally, but it's also about what you put into your body, right? And what I found out is that these guys really do take care of themselves. We run on Saturdays, but they do more than just Saturday runs. They run two or three times a week. And that's how they can stay active. That's how they can stay healthy. And that's how they can stay faster. And of course, mm-hmm. they know how to party. And that is the other part of Southwest and Running Partners. They can party. So we can talk about that on a different day.
Well, I know they always have, like, at the Peachtree, they always have their own section. And so I know they take care of each other. You guys are very well organized, which you don't always see. And, you know, in a running group. So it was great. That would kind of look, when I looked at it, I was like, okay, that's kind of inspiring. You know, this African-American group really is organized. They do things together. I've defined you all as a true run group. Like, there are groups that, well, I wouldn't even call them groups. There are different run people out there that they kind of run together, but I wouldn't call it a group. But like Southwood and Running Partners, BMR, you know, Black Girls Run, those are what I call actual groups that they support Absolutely. Each other beyond just the running, you know, miles together on a certain day of the week.
Right. You know, exactly. Funny that you mentioned BMR and BGR. I actually love mm-hmm. those two organizations, right? I love what they've brought to the running community, and particularly the BMR. I mean, Black Men Run. Can you just mm-hmm. imagine the love among Black men? Not just doing the things that you love, which is, you know, running, but really mm-hmm. taking care of each other, right? Looking out for each other, so, and really being there for each other. So that really means a lot. And as a Black man, I mean, that's nothing to me greater than that. You know, there's a saying, a quote in the Bible that says, iron sharpened iron, right? And the Black Man Run group really epitomizes that.
Exactly. And while we're talking about them, I want to shout out to the Black Men Run. Happy 10th anniversary. Now, they ain't been around 45 years, but they've been around 10 years, and their anniversary, I think, just passed for their 10 year. And they're actually going to be using the PNC, the Atlanta Track Club's PNC 10 miler to celebrate their 10th anniversary. So, hey, if y'all want to get out and get caught up with them, you can do it that way through PNC. But anyway, back to you. Now, like I said, you don't actually just run, you actually bike too. So is that something that just kind of came along with the running, or how did you get into that?
Again, you know, the guys that I run with that are part of Support to Running Partners, I've always just been intrigued about how they stay in shape, right? How they mm-hmm. stay active, stay fast. One of the things that I found is that they do cross training. And one of the mm-hmm. cross training activities that they engage in is cycling. And oftentimes these guys will ride their bikes to the point of the run and still ahead of everybody on the run, you know, 10K. And then ride that back back home. So, and if you can believe it, I'm almost 5 decades old, and I didn't pick up cycling until 2011. I never had a bike when I was younger, so it became a really, really struggle and a challenge for me when I first started. But I kept at it. I, you know, remained persistent. And I said, you know what, one of the best thing to do is really just do it, right? Like Nike does, like Nike logo. Just do it. Don't be afraid. I ask a lot of questions, but eventually it wasn't until I really started doing it that the questions that I had were answered. Because it's really, no one can really give you that experience, you know, in words, right? You have to really get on the bike yourself and really feel it, you know, and, you know, that endurance And I have to tell you that I was proud of myself in 2020 that I rode 100 miles twice. I went to Alabama State Line and back the same day. So I was proud of myself for doing that.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too, but yeah, I can't even see it. So did you do the Silver Comet? Is that you? That's how you got to Alabama and back?
Yes, on the Silver Comet Trail. And I believe on one way for me at the time was about 62 miles. One way, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've thought about that as well. I got a bike sitting in the garage now, and it has not moved since. I don't know if I've ridden that bike since we moved out here, because I bought it when we were living in the city. And I don't know if I've actually even gotten on that bike since. I think I have gone out to Stone Mountain and ridden it a couple of times, maybe. But yeah, I was one of those people that thought, you know what, let me go ahead, get a bike. You know, I'll get in the pool. Maybe I'll try me a triathlon. But yeah, it never materialized. Now that you got the bike down, are you going to throw that swimming in there and go ahead and hit a triathlon?
You know, that is on the horizon. I just really have to find the time to learn to swim. And the funny thing is this, Thomas, I was in the pool this weekend on Saturday, and I found myself, you know, I thought I was really swimming, you know, trying to move. My arms were moving, my legs were kicking and all of that. And guess what? I found myself at the bottom of the pool. And that's when I realized that I needed a professional help. So,
yeah, you might need some lessons.
So I'm going to get a professional help or a coach that can actually get me ready. One of the scariest things, though, for me is the open water swim, because obviously that is bottomless. So if you don't know what you're doing, you can find yourself way deep. So.
I've been swimming since I was six. We had a pool growing up, and I wouldn't want to do an open water swim. That was something. So I can imagine, you know, if you don't know how to swim, doing that. But based on, you know, what you've been telling me, how you got to where you are running, how you got to, I mean, you were an adult that had never ridden a bike, and you rode 100 miles. So the fact that you get all that, I'm pretty sure, Mike, you're going to figure out how to get that swim part down as well. And the next thing you know, I'm going to have to put you back on here to talk about your first triathlon. Swimming is not the easiest. Like I said, I've been swimming since I was six, and I've gotten in the pool to do laps now. And I'm like, yeah, this is rough. So good luck to you. But really, to get the knack of swimming, in my opinion, it's more about getting that coordination, because as soon as you get that as an adult, I think you'll be good. It's, you know, I think the same thing, because my son Trey at this point, he can't swim, and I keep saying I can teach him to swim, because I never took any swimming lessons. You know, I had access to a pool every day, so eventually I just kind of figured it out. And I just feel like if I can get Trey in the pool enough, he'll just figure it out. But, you know, Heather's like, no, we need to take him, because he's going to end up at the bottom of the pool too. So we got to take him to get some
we don't want that. Lessons. Yeah, we don't
do not want that at all. No. Now, tell me this. What's your favorite distance? What's your favorite distance as far as racing? What's your favorite distance to run?
So most of my distances that I've done, the longest that I would say, well, let me backtrack. I've done many races. I've done many half marathons, but I've only done one full marathon, and that was in 2020 with Disney. I will say that was my favorite, but I would probably just say half marathon would be it for me. And if I'm going to travel anywhere, I would much rather do either 10K or do half marathon. So
what made you pick Disney as your marathon?
Well, you know, funny thing is, you know, in this community of runners, you meet different people, right? And just on one day running, someone just talked about running to Disney. And I was like, what is that? And so this person ended up saying how that course is entirely flat. How if you're going to do your first marathon, this is the best one to do because of no elevations and So I started looking into it, and I said, okay, well, let me try this. And fortunately, again, I started training. Actually, let me backtrack a little bit also. One of my running partners, Chris Milton, he registered for a trail run that was half marathon, Sweetwater Creek. And at the very last minute, he came back and said, hey, I have a conflict on that day. He put a general email out and said, does anybody want this race? And nobody raised their hands. I should have known that to be the sign. So he called me. He said, Mike, you should do this race. And I said, what race? So he talked to me about it. He was like, man, you're good, man. You can do it. You've been running. Big mistake. trail run is entirely different from what I've done, from what I do. And people that do trail runs, kudos to you. So I did this trail run in 2019. And by the time I was finished, it was only half marathon. By the time I was finished, one, I was cursing him the entire time I was doing it. But by the time I finished, I felt better. And I said, you know what? If I can do this trail run, maybe I can sign up for a marathon. So fast forward in 2019, when we were on a race, doing a race, and someone started talking about the Disney marathon. And when I started looking into it, I signed up for it. and then I started training in 2019. And so I was very, very fortunate that the race was in February of 2020. As you know, what happened in 2020, right? Just a month ago. I would have lost my money. I would have lost on the hotel. I would have lost on the flight and all of that. So, but I was very fortunate to have been able to experience that marathon. Now, foolishly, Thomas, I'm thinking about doing it again, but this time doing what is called a dopey challenge.
I know what that is.
You do. that really should be called a fool's challenge, you know, because only a fool really would do it. But I've been thinking about doing that, so we'll see one day.
Now, just to confirm, because I know there's a dopey challenge and then there's another one. Dopey, is that where you run the 5, the 10K, half, and the marathon?
Yes.
Okay.
Back to back to back to back.
Yeah. 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 I thought about that one actually too. Because it was, you know, that was back before I had any kids. And I was, you know, I was training all the time. And I was like, yeah, I should do that. And I'm from Orlando. I don't know if you know that, but I'm originally from Orlando. So I got family there and, you know, stuff like that. So I always thought, oh, that would be really cool. Go home, you know, whatever, whatever. And I actually was going to do it one year, but number one, it's what, $700, $800, something crazy.
Yeah.
You got to be like waiting with your hand over the button to get in because it sells out so fast, you know, to be able to do the full challenge.
Think about that. You know, a race that is that expensive, you have to basically beg them to let you into it.
Yes. That's crazy. But yeah. I did want to go back and talk to you about the trail run because almost identical to what happened with you, not the, you know, I didn't take anybody's bib or anything like that, but I was not new to the running community, but I was kind of feeling myself a little bit. I've been running for a minute, you know, I was running good. I was getting some great times. I dropped my per mile down and I'd run quite a few half marathons. And then I see, a trail half marathon and I can't remember what it was called, but let me tell you something. Running a half marathon on the road and run on the trail, I'm with you. Never, ever will I do that again. I'm looking back now to see if I can see the medal that I got, see if I can tell you what it was called, but I don't see it off the top of my head. But yeah, it was crazy. And it snowed that day that I ran. It was actually sleeting and snowing. Man, and my watch was messing up because I was in the forest, so my GPS was messed up, so it wasn't really telling me how many miles I had run, so I didn't know how much farther I had to go. Dude, Yeah, I said I will never, ever in my life run another trail race again.
I mean, so you said it was cold, but I'm pretty sure you had runners that were still shirtless, right? Or in shorts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shirtless, they were, you know, and that's before I knew what kind of trail shoes. I had just regular road shoes. So anytime I hit like a tree nub or something like that, it was just crazy. Right. So, yeah, it's a different world.
It is. I had busted toes.
Definitely. So I know that experience very, very well. Now, I'm going to give you some advice. I mean, of course, if you want to do the dopey challenge, that's more power to you. But if you are going to run another marathon, I would say Chicago. It's flat. There is great support from the city. So I would recommend. And it's a world major. So it's like a different kind of atmosphere when you go there. So I would recommend that one if you do want to run another marathon.
Yeah, I think I visited Chicago recently in the summertime, and that's such a beautiful city in the summertime to look at.
Yeah.
So depending on when this marathon is, will determine whether or not I do it, because one, I don't want it to be too cold, and two, it gets real hot in the summertime. So
yeah, it's around, I want to say it's either beginning of November or end of October. It's right in there. So no, the weather's, I mean, now, I know India, when she ran her Chicago one year, it was a torrential rain. Mm-hmm. But the year I ran mine, perfect weather. Because, you know, when you're running a marathon, you want it to be cold enough that for the people to have coats on. Like people who are not running, you want them to have jackets on for it to be cool enough. And it was perfect weather when I ran mine. Heather ran one. Once again, it was a little warm for hers. But once again, great day. So I would definitely recommend Chicago as a definitely one to put on your list if you are interested in running more marathons.
So question then for you is this. Are you going to do it with me?
You know what? If you do Chicago, I do Chicago with you. Because, see, okay. So my goal, I'm trying to do, you know, all the world majors. Chicago, okay. New York, Berlin, London, and Tokyo. I think that's all of them.
Wow. Okay.
I said I would not run another marathon unless it was a world major. So since I've already done Chicago and New York, I'm waiting to try to do Berlin and London and Tokyo and Boston. I forgot Boston and Boston.
But Boston, you have to be invited, right?
Well, you got to have a qualifying time, or you got to do what's called charity, where you got to raise, you know, so much money. Boston is definitely going to be the last one that I do, because I either want to be in so good a shape, because you know, as you get older, the qualifying time gets easier. But you're getting older, so, you know, it kind of works itself out, I guess. But as I get older, I think, and I can train more, as my kids get older, where I'm not having, you know, I can get up and run more often.
Right.
I'm hoping that I can get back into shape enough where I can get close to qualifying. But if not, if in the end, if I've completed all the other world majors, I would do charity to do Boston just to complete it. But, Mike, if you want to do Chicago next year, and I don't get into any other marathons, like I don't get into Berlin or London. Well, yeah, because I think I've already done it for London and I didn't get in. Berlin, I think they'll do it again at the beginning of the year, so I'll have a chance at that one. Tokyo, I might have a chance. But I think Tokyo is so far off from Chicago, I could do both of them in the same year. Mm-hmm. But Mike, if you want to, it's easy. And Chicago's easy to get into. I don't know anybody that's ever not gotten in Chicago that wanted to run Chicago. So I would definitely do Chicago again if you wanted to do it.
So I have to say, my birthday was back in July, right?
And happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you. And guess
what? You turned 35. You're 35.
You are 21. You know, I'm just old enough to drink now. No, I can legally drink now, right?
Yeah.
But guess what my children got for me?
What'd they get you?
They got me a trip to California to do a marathon. And guess what? Yes. And guess what? They're going to run with me. So they're not going to be doing the marathon, but they're going to do 5K. So, and then they're going to watch me do the rest of it.
So, okay.
That is
what marathon is it?
I have to go back and look it up. I do not know, but I know it's in, I think it's around April of next year. So
April, that sounds like it might be Big Sur.
It is possible. Yeah. I know they gave it. I have the certificate upstairs. And I'm just going to wait till around November to start kind of training, you know, a little bit so I can be a little ready. But
yeah.
Yeah. So,
when you do train, do you have a coach? Do you just go look up online and find a training program? How do you do your training?
You know, honestly speaking, that's really what I think I need to get into, is having that formal training. Where either I have a running coach or have a written training that I can actually adhere to. But what I usually do, because we run every Saturday and I try to run maybe once or twice during the week anyway, I usually just try to increase my number of miles that I do on a daily basis or weekly basis when I do get out to run. So that's how I kind of train. So in order to really do this particular upcoming marathon, I do think I'm going to get a coach.
Okay.
In order to be better prepared for it. You know, the funny thing
is, I would definitely recommend it. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny thing about the coaching, though, is that, I mean, good is good, but they do hold you accountable for the training. So that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do. I've had a coach before, but I usually just go look up a program. Now, a coach, of course, will tell you, well, that program isn't to you. Like, it's not tailored to you, which I agree with, but, you know, I've been running for a while, so I'm one of those people that I don't like authority. I like to do my own thing. But I think if I do ever get to the point where I'm going to seriously try to qualify for Boston, I would definitely get a coach. That's because I would want somebody to tailor something to the time that I'm trying to break. Yeah. So definitely I would get a coach at that point. Yeah. But I mean, of course, being in the running community, I know a lot of coaches, and every coach I know, Indy is a coach. Mark Monroe is a coach. You know, all these coaches I know they know running. Because, you know, even before they became certified coaches, they knew running. So that's why I do appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm trying to get back into enjoying running, right? I'm trying not to run for time anymore. Really want to run now for camaraderie, you know, and run to kind of stay in shape, but, you know, run to meet people and build that, you know, further expand, you know, expound on what I already know, right? And learn different things from different people. And so, but PR right now, I think I'm far too old to try to get my personal PR going. So, but,
never know. You might still get that personal PR. I'm hoping I can get back to at least close to where I used to, you know, run. I don't know if I'll ever get back to, you know, getting faster than I used to be, but if I can get close, I'll be happy.
Yeah. But you're pretty fast anyway. I think I've ran into you on the course, and yeah, you're good.
I'm not even close to, right now I'm just puddling along. But I have been really consistent, because I definitely dropped off once, you know, we had kids, but now that Trey can get himself up and brush his own teeth and, you know, kind of dress himself, I don't have to deal with them as much, so I can get more running in. And I've been real consistent since April of this year. So I'm going to try to stay this consistent at least for 12 months and see where it gets me. You know, I'm running like 4 times a week. So I'm going to see where it gets me. And you know, if I feel like, hey, I really have improved over this year, I might get real serious about it again. And you know, look at trying to run some serious times. We'll see.
You know, I've seen Trey in action. You know, I think you may want to get him a pair of running shoes, and let him be your running partner. You know, he can train you.
That's another reason I've gotten more serious about, like, gotten consistent again, because I'd be damned if that little boy is going to beat me. So, I mean, I'm going to see if I can, because, of course, eventually when he gets to be a teenager, he's going to start, you know, he's going to get that speed going. But I'm like, look, you ain't gonna just take me down.
No,
you,
right,
you gonna have to work. Yeah, you gonna have to work to beat me. So I said, let me start getting this training going, because by the time he's a teenager, I want to be able to run with him a little bit.
Yeah,
and see if I can stick with him. You know, I might have to follow him at that point. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really a blessing to see them grow, and see them become active. So I can't wait for that day when he can outrun you.
Trust me, he's working on it. He says it all the time. He's like, I'm gonna beat you, Dad. Okay,
exactly.
We'll see. We'll see. But you know, while we're talking, you know, since you were kind of you're not replacing India, because you can't replace an India, but you're sitting in for India. I wanted to talk about. So I was checking out this article. It was in Men's Health, and the article is titled "When P. Diddy Ran, A Generation of Black Men Got Healthier." When P. Diddy ran a marathon. Now, for those of you who don't know, P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, ran the New York Marathon in 2003. And for all y'all out there going, what did he do? Look, this man started training. He's trained for 6 weeks. Now, all of us that run marathons, usually it's an 18-week training program, even for us, you know, regular runners. He trained for 6 weeks, and he ran the New York Marathon in 4 hours and 30 minutes. I got to give him props for that, because New York Marathon is not flat. It's got hills in it, so it's not like he was just out there on a flat course running. And for someone who's – this is his first marathon, because I think that's about what I ran my first marathon in. It was about 4 hours and 30 minutes. But anyway, so the article was interesting. It was more from the point of view of his trainer. He had a trainer who was kind of like a hip-hop trainer. His name is Mark Jenkins. So at the time, Mark was training Puff Daddy. He was training Mary J. Blige. He had trained. Did you ever see? You might have never seen this. Do you know who D'Angelo is?
D'Angelo?
How does it feel?
I remember D'Angelo back in the day.
Yeah. So he did that "How Does It Feel" video where he was all ripped and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Jenkins is the trainer that got him that ripped. Wow. He's the guy. He would get them in shape for videos, basically. But he was trying to get a bigger name. So he pretty much was just asking all the people he was training if they would run a marathon, because he felt like if he could get them to run a marathon, it's something that other black people would see, you know, that black people are running marathons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of these stars is running a marathon. So he asked Mary J. Blige. She said no. He asked D'Angelo. He said no. Who else did he say he asked? I think he said he asked LL Cool J, and he said no. But then he asked P. Diddy. And Puff Daddy said, yeah, let's, you know, because Puff Daddy's all about marketing. The crazy thing is, he was like, during the 6 weeks, Puff did every run that he made him run. He did all the ice baths. He did everything. But he said Puff Daddy partied throughout this whole thing. He said during one portion of that 6 weeks, they were on a yacht in Ibiza or wherever, and they were training on the yacht, and after he would train, he would party all night. The trainer said he had to go get a hotel because he couldn't stay on the yacht because he couldn't get any sleep, because that's how hard they were partying.
Wow.
But anyway, I mean, that was the article. It's in Men's Health. Men's Health is doing some articles that kind of celebrate the 50 years of hip hop and how it relates to, you know, men's health, basically. But when I read the title that, you know, Puff Daddy ran a marathon and, you know, black people got in shape, because I remember when he ran a marathon. And I mean, of course, I've always been a runner, but it didn't inspire me. Let me put it that way. Now, when Kevin Hart, you know, Kevin Hart has run the New York City Marathon. And to me, when Kevin Hart did it, it was more inspiring. And I think it's mainly, I feel that way because it wasn't like a one-off kind of thing for Kevin. Kevin is truly a runner. He's a guy that's constantly trying to stay in shape. He's constantly posting on his Instagram about working out and running. And, you know, so I was just kind of wondering what you thought about that. Do you feel like Puffy changed anything back in 2003 that made, you know, African-Americans go buy some Brooks and hit the pavement?
You know, to be honest, I wasn't aware that he actually ran a marathon. I may actually hold on, let me backtrack. I may have heard something to that effect in the news, but I don't think it really made me go out and want to be a runner. But I can see how that can inspire some people, right? People that, you know, that follow the hip hop, people that are in that, you know, genre of music and are a huge fan. I can see how that can be motivating to people. And you mentioned on Kevin Hart, and I think I did recall when he ran East. Do you remember what East time was?
I do not, and I was trying to find it, and I couldn't find it. I'm not sure what his time was. He did okay. I want to say he did a respectable time. Respectable time, Kevin.
You know what a respectable time is?
What's a respectable time?
When you finish.
Yes, Kevin Hart. Yeah.
So, I think for me though, I don't
4 hours and he did it in 4 hours and 5 minutes.
Okay, so just a little over 4 hours. So I mean, I can see that too because he's in a great shape, right? And I don't know if he was doing this for publicity, you know, as much as he was doing it really for something that he enjoyed because he's naturally in a great shape because he works out quite a bit. P. Diddy, on the other hand, you know, one can make an argument that when he did it, you know, it was really more for publicity, which would explain the reason why during the entire 6 weeks of training, he continued to party. even though he completed the, you know, the doggone marathon in 4.5 hours, I mean, kudos to him. Can you imagine if he had really taken it seriously? You know,
exactly. What he could
have done? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, that's why once I read, because I didn't know all that, of course, I didn't know all that part of it until I read the article.
Yeah.
So I give him props because, I mean, that's 2000, what is it? So that's 20 years ago that he did this. So, because P. Diddy actually, he was at, I went to Howard University. He was at Howard University the same time I was there. So we're about, he's either a year younger than me or a year older. He's around my age. So he would have been, how old am I, 50, blah, blah, blah. So he would have been in his 30s. Yeah.
Wow.
So he would have been in his 30s, which, you know, that's around the same time that I ran my first marathon.
Yeah.
He would have been in his mid to late 30s when he ran it. So that's around the time, and that's what I said. My first marathon, I ran in about 4:30. But I actually trained for 18 weeks and I did not party at all. So he definitely had more fun running, you know, training for his than I probably had training for mine. So it is what it is. But I just was interested. It was just an interesting article that I read and I just, you know, wanted to bounce it off somebody else. But now, Michael, man, it's been great speaking with you about South Fulton Running Partners. It's been great speaking with you about your path, you know, what got you into running, what makes you enjoy running. If somebody wants to, you know, follow your story, how would they do that? Can they follow you online? How would they do that?
I don't know if I have any site out there other than Instagram and of course Facebook, but Instagram is just at BigMike07. And that's pretty much it. And then my Facebook page is just my name. So again, I just I do the running thing just because I enjoy it, and again to meet people, you know, and it's just funny. That's how I met you, right? And India, you know, and a ton of other people that I've actually met through running. So
running is definitely in the Atlanta running community. It definitely is like a small community because you pretty much, you know, it's always like, I love it when I do go to a race and I don't recognize somebody because I'm like, oh, some new people are joining the community. Hey, how you doing? You know, kind of thing. And like I said, like BMR definitely, BMR definitely has helped bring more people into running community. BGR has definitely helped bring more people into, the running community. I don't want to forget my boys at Movers and Pacers, another run group here in Atlanta that also has brought in people that maybe weren't thinking about running and or maybe they were, like you said, nervous or new to it. It helps them kind of gets them going into the running community and keeps them going and keeps that support. So, you know, it's great to always meet new people that are joining our community.
You know, when you were naming all those groups, you know, BGR, BMR, Moves and Pacers, I think I remember our Running Nerds as well.
Yes, you know, Running Nerds,
With Tess. I think what those groups really brought to the running community is fun. They made it fun to be a runner, right? What Southwoodton Partner did for me was they made it, you know, more of a health. And it, we still have a lot of fun, right? We have a ton of fun. But it was more encouraging to be around them every Saturday and every time we run. But these other groups, when they came out, they kind of brought that level of excitement with younger folks that are getting into running. So, and they kind of bridged the gap between the young and the older runners and kind of made it, you know, cool. And it's really good to see all these, you know, clubs out there that are all African-American and doing the thing, you know, just running and having fun.
Yeah.
It's really good to see. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Mike, I've really enjoyed speaking with you. And I hope to see you on the paper. Now, I'm keeping my promise. You run Chicago. Now, you got to at least give me 18 weeks. But let me know. And I will run Chicago as well.
When I sign up or when I'm ready to sign up, you'll be the first one to know.
Okay. Yeah, let me know because we got to, you know, we got to sign up at the same time. Cause, you know, just to make sure we get in.
Exactly.
But, and, you know, the run duo, hopefully Miss India, she'll be back with us in another 2 weeks or maybe I think she's still doing, she has a retreat that she's doing for African Americans and I think it's diversity in the running community for females. So, you know, she's always doing something. So if she's not back the next week, then we might have another guest host on here. But Michael, thank you for standing in for India. You have a great one. Everybody out there, y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all.
Thank you for having me, Thomas.